Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out, baby girl. Why don't you check out a nigga? Kiss
it!
Man, I go to work. True winner. Jean skinny, like Squidward. Looking for your girl. Just missed it. Then my cat daddy and I took it down. Simple. Wrist cold, mama call it winner. Switch it full of nuggets, daddy call it dinner. Baby got ass, shelty call it thinner. CBS Jackson, Gilly with the liver. Cat daddy when I dug it, cat daddy when I remember.
Back with skinny's day for rejects, I remember.
Competition, see the crease, they surrender. Smoke a wide cleft kush, now I'm gone to the river. Move your arms like you wheelchair surf. Drop low, grab your shoulder like fuck. Tell the radio to bang this shit. Big up to my bro Sam, he the king of this shit. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Cat daddy, cat daddy, cat daddy, cat daddy.
Bitch, I go to work. I'm too on. Do my cat daddy going back? I'm a motherfucking bull, baby. When it comes to the yard, I'm the coolest kid. I'm in my prime barbecue rib. And it smells like pubes all around my dick. I'm like a head like a goalie. Pockets guacamole. Sex in the back, at your neck like a rolling. Lady with your chin, she ate the cat daddy loaded. So I leave a jungle fever, I'm the marshal. Go away. Yeah, I'm cracking like a newborn rooster. Take your chick in the mall, yeah, we call that boosting. Don't get mad, it's your chick, she juicy. Okay. Daddy haters screaming, what the fuck he do? Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Chain cost a couple bands. J-Hawk made a slapper on the track and dance. You gon' wanna learn it for a second. Dip up in the rain, rubber park like Yosemite. Super chim dog, smoking like a chimney. Study of matter, energy is chemistry. Haters don't matter, bitches drain my energy.
Super fitted in the funk, I do. Daddy, hip, come up, swing my arms.
Maybe I'm clubbing every weekend, I'm clubbing. Her niggas show me love and a fade is nothing. Rain on me every day, same pattern. Since the day I was born, I've been a star pad.
Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy. Call me SpongeBob, back in Krabby Patty. Bitch, I go to work, do my cat daddy.
Jussie Lush live in the building, man. I truly apologize to everybody that definitely came through tonight or whatever. It's been crazy. We were traveling and everything, trying to get up here. We're live in Philly, broadcasting live in Philadelphia and everything right now. So it's just been crazy getting back and forth. So right now, like I said, tonight we're going to have the Rejects live in the building. So we definitely going to have the Rejects doing their thing. They're going to be doing the cat. They got the Cat Daddy song. That.
Check this out, baby girl. Why don't you check out a nigga?
Man,
I go to work. True winner. Jean skinny, like Squidward. Looking for your girl. Just missed it. Then my cat daddy and I took it down. Simple. Wrist cold, mama call it winner. Switch it full of nuggets, daddy call it dinner. Baby got ass, shelter call it thinner. CBS Jackson, Gilly with the liver. Cat daddy when I dug it, cat daddy when I remember.
Back with skinny's day for rejects,
I remember. Competition, see the crease, they surrender. Smoke a wide cleft kush, now I'm going to the river.
Like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have, you know, the Rejects on. You know, sorry for the wait, everybody. I know a lot of people calling. You know what I'm saying? Along with that, we're also going to have the Fly Street Gang, and we're also going to have Babs live on the show. Tonight we had to push it back. We was in the middle of traveling, but hopefully we can get them live on the line with us and stuff. We got a caller from the block number live on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? Caller from the block number, you're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? All right. But like I said, man, we're going to be having the Rejects live in the line. I know they was in the middle of getting on the show and stuff, and hopefully we can get them back on the line, or we might have to reschedule. Well, hopefully we'll have them back on the line and stuff. We had some technical difficulties, you know, traveling back and forth, you know. But, you know, the Rejects, they got the hot new song called Cat Daddy. Y'all heard it earlier in the show, so they're going to be live in the building with us. Along with that, we're going to have Fly Street Gang. They doing their thing out in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So we live in the building. I got a couple of Get the Fuck Out of Here's early. Get the Fuck Out of Here to the Century 2000 bus that takes you from D.C. up to Philadelphia. They are straight garbage, unprofessional, incompetent cats. Had me set up in a situation. Never again, son. I miss my Bolt bus and Mega bus and my Amtrak train. Never again. You know what I'm saying? It was a no-go. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We here, we live, and you know what I'm saying? We still going to rock out and do our thing. Hopefully we have them live on the show with us tonight. So, you know what I'm saying? So salute to the Rejects. We still going to rock their joints, you know what I'm saying? I know they in the middle of a show, and, you know, we had to push stuff back. So hopefully we get them on the line on the show. So that's what it is. Let's Radio Online live in the building. Bugsy, what it do, baby? What's up in Boston?
Oh, man, what's good, Lush? Luke to you. Oh, there's a lot going on out here. But, you know, I'm actually just kicked back in the V right now listening to that 3 for the Stripes. I'll be sending you, you know, they new music soon. That's the group that's under the Get Money joint. But I don't know if a lot of y'all heard, man, but I'm going to, you know, update y'all about Boston real quick. Not too many, you know, familiar. I'm not too sure how many of y'all familiar with Smoke Bolger. But, you know, there was a massive gunfight out here Monday, you know, outside the club. You know, they did a little video shoot with Million and Mass Pike and them. And, you know, and Smoke Brothers, you know, brother got shot up, man. Rest in peace. You know, like, all these dudes out here in Boston, man, hating on cats that are, you know, doing what they got to do to get money. And cats realize, you know, why, you know, we don't really mess with each other at home too much. And you see why Mass Pike went out there with Ross. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hate out here, man. But you know what I'm saying? Get Money's cool. We don't really rock with that beef. But, you know, like I keep saying, don't forget about Boston, man. You know what I mean? We definitely out here. And you know, like I said, it's been crazy all week. But, you know, we getting it together, man, and we holding it down, you know, trying to support one another. So look out soon, Lush. I'm going to send you a couple of joints from these 3 for the Stripe dudes, man. Like, they really going to put Boston back on the map as a group.
That's what's up, man. I got that joint from NOE that you sent me and everything, man. Appreciate that. You know,
did you rock with it?
Yeah, we're going to play that later on in the show because I need a pickup, man. It's been crazy, man. This whole past week has been crazy. You know what I'm saying? We had good shows during the week and everything, man. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just been crazy. But, like, hopefully we can get the Rejects to pop in for a second. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my homeboy OP for definitely, you know what I'm saying, making it possible. But, you know what I'm saying? Situations happen. You know what I'm saying? We live radio. You know what I'm saying? Speakers can blow out. Internet could go dead. Anything. It's not like we got pre-recorded radio. Yep, and so, like, we live, so, you know what I'm saying, situations happen, you know what I'm saying? I think we got our man Guru live in the building, but we're going to bring him in a second. The other thing, man, yo, Egypt everywhere is freaking having civil war, son. Every time they have a civil war overseas, son, the gas prices go up. They need to get the fuck out of here with that one. That's crazy right there, son. We have to suffer, but anyway, let me go ahead and bring Guru live in the building, man. And like I said, we don't have the Rejects live in the building with us, man. What up, Guru?
Yo, Lush, what up, Bugsy? What up, Lush? You know, everything's good over here, man. Hey, it's all good over here, man. I'm trying to get it in, man, get in where I fit in. You know, shout out to Lush Radio for, you know, holding it down. You know she do what she do. And I was checking on to make sure everything was good, you know. It's, We on. You know, we on. It's a good thing whether we on. If we not on, we still grinding. So that's what I want to, you know, let Lush know. I mean, everybody know how we do. So, you know, it's a good thing that we got a strong team, you know, out here and making things happen. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that's supporting the station, everybody that's listening online and calling in. I'm tweeting the show. I'm online. I'm on my lap. On the Laffy, you know what I mean, doing what I do. And I gotta give a shout out to DJ Enough, though, man. I called Lush right after this shit happened
DJ Enough shot me out on Hot 97 today, you know, during the Rush Hour mixdown, so that was a good look. I want to shout out to DJ Enough and my homie LMG Legger, you know, rocking with the Lush Radio movement. So, you know, it's a good look, man. We're gonna keep that out there, you know, so he know how we doing it. Like, you know, it's all good over here, man, just making it grind. I ain't stop grinding. And I didn't even know what Bugsy, you know, that news, though. I know who Smoke Bulger is, you know, because he did some work. You know, one of the videos he did last year was kind of fly. He was out at the airport getting it in, you know, and I'm sorry to hear that news right there, bruh. Like, I know who dude is, man. I'm, you know, rest in peace to his brother, man. But, like, yo, leave the guns home, man. I don't even understand that right there, bruh.
You know what it is, Guru? I be trying to tell cats, man, like, you know, like, I don't knock nobody, you know, for the music they make. But all I'm going to say is to any artist, independent artist or new artist coming in the game, if you're making music about busting guns and you're going to tear people's heads off and you're going through all this, all I'm saying is, do me that favor. Be able to hold that down in the streets because cats listen to that and they test you for it. So, you know, when it comes to this music thing, man, you know, not every cat is going to keep their beats lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Some cats ain't built for the music and they take it to the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? Just play your part, play your role when it comes to this music business and don't try to be like everybody else because, you know, your life is on the line at the end of the day.
Definitely. And we definitely got to watch what we say out here, man. And it's getting ugly. I mean, I don't know if it's just what's going on in Egypt. It's kind of like flowing over here. It's just crazy. Like, it's just chaos going on everywhere right now, son. I'm just wondering if it's the last days because there's some bugged out stuff going on, man. You got to really watch this. It's too much crazy stuff going out here, so people need to stop losing their minds, man. There's so much good things out here that we need to kind of focus on, man. But salute and rest in peace. You know what I'm saying, to your man Smoke that lost his life and everything. That's just crazy, man. To meet the man Spike Miles, too, man. You know, definitely had a pleasure to have him on the show maybe like last year or so. But, I mean, it's crazy. That don't even make no sense, man. That's bugged out. But, man, on another note, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, we gotta stay positive and we got to stay, you know, you know, focus on what's going on out here, man. Gas prices is going up. So now, are we going to downsize on the cars again? What are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? Everybody sold their trucks at one time, so now they had got the trucks cheaper, you know, when the gas prices, now the gas prices going, so what, they going to sell their trucks again? You know what I'm saying? It's bugged out. Every time they have a fight or a war, gas prices go up. You know what I'm saying? And they think they sneaky about it. You know what I mean? But people are still gaining out of this situation. It's subliminal messages that they be doing out here. It's just crazy. But anyway, the new phenomenon, the new dance craze is the Cat Daddy. It's like you're doing this whole wheelchair dance. Like I said, we were supposed to have the Rejects live on the show. Hopefully we get them popping before they got to do, because they got to do a show in Sacramento. So salute to them and everything. And we're going to have the Fly Street Gang calling in on the show. And we're also supposed to have Bab. So, you know what I'm saying? We live in the building on Lush Radio Online doing our 1-2. And we still going to rock out with y'all. On Saturday, I want to be in New York, you know what I'm saying, videotaping a women's empowerment movement situation. And, you know, my birthday celebration bash is going down in March. Shout out to all the Pisces out there. You know what I'm saying? There's mad Pisces out there. So shout out to all of y'all. So I'm having two birthday parties. I'm having one in the DMV and one in New York. The one in New York is going to be on the 18th. The flyer will be posted out soon. So I expect all my friends, everybody have an interview to come through, the whole squad to come represent. It's going to be ham, so come through. It is what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. Let's do what we do, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be live in the building. But, yeah, I think I'm going to go to some music. Just because I feel like it right now, I think I'm going to go ahead and play some of this Big Pun. You know what I'm saying? I think I got Big Pun, Capital Punishment. We're going to play that. Salute to Big Pun. Rest in peace. And, man, salute to all the fallen soldiers out there, man. Put the guns down, man, and let's work it out, man. Love, peace, and happiness, man. Lush Radio Online. Let's get it.
That 21st century, but I never see us, watching us close. Market and toast, eat and purchase, purposely overtaxing the earnings, nervous, burning down the churches. They're scared of us, rather beware than dare to trust. Throw us in jail, $1 million bail, if they're the rust, it's falling order. Give us all the chance to enhance, broader advance, where minorities are the majority vote. A hole in my own, I'm living alone in this cold world. My sister just bought a home without a loan. You go, girl, she's an exception. Some people can leave through the impression. To me, myself, I saw flipping and fall victim to deep depression. I'm stressing the issue here. We can close the fiscal year. Tired of getting fired and hired at the pistol ear. There's no longevity living off negativity. Fuck it, I'd rather sell reefer than do pizza delivery. That's how the city be. Everybody getting their hustles on. Touching a death penalty like it's his favorite fucking song. Word is born, taking my life, you know they loving it. God F the government, that is fucking capital punishment.
Capital punishment given by the government. Systems are moving out to get to you and who you running with. Can't live alone. Watch for the spots and tap on. Sowing the kingdom for life. The rightful heir to the throne. We come from kings and queens. People with dreams, gods and earth. For what it's worth, we benefit the earth with infinite worth. First to turn the tables. Open our own labels. Disable the Republicans. Never put capital punishment.
Up close, shit out the movies, you'd be bugging. My cousin Juji barely get juvie, lost it and turned on the oven. He wasn't playing, blew out the flame and started inhaling. Bearing the secret too deep to keep, more discreet for sharing. Wearing the virus, acquiring immune deficiency. Vision is taking every thick, promiscuous vision to see. Listen to me, shit is rough in the ghetto. You bluff, blow your head off, fuck a snuff. We bust, let off, get off your high horse. I die off like an extinction. Boricans are like Mohicans, the last of the Puerto Ricans. We need some unity, fuck all the deep sincerity, demon. Security, keep me 6 feet above obscurity. The streets are deadly and everybody's a desperado. I guess tomorrow we promise and let you homage and death your motto. Like Zorro, I'm on my territory with a symbol. Not with a Z, but a B, cause punishment's what I resemble. I lend you this if it expands yours, for you and yours. A real man can't fall, he stands tall. The man's claws are digging in my back. I'm trying to hit him back, time to counteract. Where my niggas at?
Capital punishment given by the government. Systems are moving out to get to you and who you running with. Alone, watch for the spots and tap on. Sowing the kingdom for life, the rightful heir to the throne. We come from kings and queens, people with dreams, gods and earth. For what it's worth, we benefit the earth with infinite worth. First to turn the tables, open our own labels. Disable the Republicans, they reverse capital punishment. Like that is punished prospect. We hold now to more treasure than gold mines. Making progress, but don't want to lose to be made. Crews to be sprayed, lose to be paid. Nothing y'all can do to behave. We laid in the slums, made a cake out of crumbs. Even though the government trying to take out our sons, Rudy Giuliani's trying to blind me. But I see reality was raised with the street mentality. My strategy's wild, my battery never died. The ghetto kept me wise, so I would never fall to the lies. It's no surprise, but do or die if you want the glamour. Yeah, I want the glamour, laid out with cheese and trees in Atlanta. My Cubans stroked out like Ronald Weisey with our banners. The hammer in the palm, never shaky, calm handlers. This renegade blow through barricades like grenades. I turn the sun to shades in the night back to day. Like a 24-hour rotation. I know the location. It's just a little information. Come to squad, breaking the terror for the now era. And let it rain on your fine lever, nigga. What?
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. You're listening to Lush Radio Online, and we live in the building, man. Like I said, we're going to have the rejects. Hopefully, they'll call in before they got to do their show. We had to push it back for a second. We definitely apologize. Along with that, we also want to have Fly Street Gang. But we got the princess of all princesses, the queen, live in the building. Your girl, Babs, is live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online with Guru and my boy, Bugsy. What up, Babs? You going to talk to us about, you know what I'm saying, she's got next to DVD and also a female rap battle that's coming up in New York City. So, you know what I'm saying? Say what up to Babs. What up, Babs?
What's up?
Appreciate Babs so much because she's a friend of the show. I remember when we interviewed her back in the day. Me and Lush started rocking, so salute the Babs because she's definitely holding it down for Lush Radio Online, and I appreciate that so much. That's a good look right there. What up, Babs?
Everything is up, baby, on that grizzy grind.
You already know I'm on my grind. I'm rocking with Lush. Why wouldn't I be?
I see.
I'm going to go ahead and give Babs some Lush Radio love, man. Yeah. If you love her. We love us some Babs, man. Bash, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything, babe?
Well, first I want to shout-out me for holding it down all the real chicks. For all the real chicks in the game, for never being a hater, for always showing love, always giving support. So I want to shout out myself and all the other chicks out there and all the other dudes out there that's riding with me and that's riding like me.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Shout out to you, Bash. You definitely, you know, you keep it 100 and you know what I'm saying, and you keep it real, you know, and that's what we definitely respect you, man, and you really down to earth, man. So, Bats, man, talk to us, man. What's new? I know you you a part of a female rap battle situation that's going down in NYC, and also tell us about you know, I'm also dealing with the whole situation with X, man. Talk to us, Bats.
Well, first off, She's Got Next. You know, it's a documentary about the whole how it's hard for females in the industry. Why it's not a lot of us out. Just all the politics that go behind the scenes with females in the industry, R&B singers, poets, rappers, actresses, all around the board. So that's basically what She's Got Next is about. And we already started filming a documentary, shout out to 11, and we're about to drop the soundtrack for that. But I'm also right now focusing so heavy on Queen of the Ring. It's the first and only all-female battle league in the world. And I'm just so excited about it because these chicks is coming hard. They're spitting, and they're more beastly than the dudes that's out there in these battles. Shout out to Smack, number one. But, yeah, so Queen of the Ring is held in the Bronx. The next event we're doing is March 19th. It's going to be in the Bronx. It's just going to be bananas. It's 14 all-female battles. And we hold it in the gym. The chicks get in the ring. If you never heard of it, if you never seen it, go on YouTube and YouTube Queen of the Ring, and you'll see all the chicks getting it in. But we got a lot of new chicks that's coming out. We're doing the Queen of the Ring tour. We're going to go to state to state. I'm bringing all my chicks from New York to battle every chick from state to state, and we're filming a documentary. We're filming a documentary called Queen of the Ring. So that's basically what I'm focused on right now. A lot of people asking me, am I battling? No, I'm not battling. I'm a boss. It's three of us. Shout out to my boy Debo and shout out to Vague. And it's three of us, all three of us run it, but I'm the only female as far as the bosses that's holding it down for the ladies and just trying to bring it to the next level and to let the world know that females get it in too. It ain't just about our butts and our breasts. Like, we got talent. So I don't care how the chick look. I'm looking at her rhymes. I want to hear her rhymes, how she sound. If you got one arm, you could come to the Queen of the Ring and get it in. And that's how it's going down.
That's real talk right there. She said if you got one arm, you could
come through. You got one arm, come through. For real?
No,
all you need is one arm. You only need one hand to hold the mic. That's it.
For real. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. That's real talk right there. Bash, you know March 19th is my birthday. I have my birthday party on the 18th and stuff, but my actual born day is the 19th. So, you know, I'm going to be over there at the Queen of the Ring right there. I'm going to be over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help come over there and video. Shout out to 11.
Yes, I want you there, too. I ain't know it was your B-Day.
Yeah.
Man.
Well,
I ain't know that
was
your born day. Oh, yeah, so we
going to
get it in. What you drinking?
Man, I'm drinking that Ciroc Red Berry, man. I'm trying to be toasted.
Yeah, okay, so we gonna have that on deck for you.
Oh, that's what it is, man. I'm definitely going to be there, you know, because I'm definitely, so me and my partner Emma, you know, definitely support, you know, women empowerment, women movement, because really they don't got nothing for the females, man. And you know, they had the whole thing, shout out to MC Light, they had hip-hop sisters and all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's so many different women's situations, but, you know, we have to move forward with it. You know, we can't just do one or two things. We got to move forward with it. And I'm really supporting what y'all got going on right now. And She's Got Next situation. You know, I'm putting my hand in the situation and supporting that. And it's going to be serious. And when y'all ready to bring that that whole situation with the female rap battle to the DMV area, I'm already had the situation set up. So we're going to set that up. It's going to be
That's
live. We're going to get that on and pop it. We're going to get that on and pop it.
I'm trying to make a home for females. You know, we already started the Queen of the Ring model division. And right now I'm about to start a Queen of the Ring spoken word division. So I already got three girls that, you know, they left me intros or whatever with the spoken word. And I'm just trying to make a home for females to feel like, because so many females feel like they got to go through a dude. And we always need a dude to co-sign. I'm not male bashing at all. But I feel like if a female is in a position, then lift another female up. Don't try to kick her down. You scared she's going to take your shine. Like, if a chick going to take my shine, I want her on my side so I can get PC. I need 10%, ma. Go ahead and do your thing.
Definitely, definitely. And that's the thing that we try to do. You got to, females got to work together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Shauna, out there. You know, the cattiness, you know, definitely has to stop. We need to come together. The only reason why, you know, we don't have those areas and the Grammys and different things like that, because we sit back and allow the situation to happen. And I'm glad that you're fighting back and, you know what I'm saying, you're putting the word out there and more women to come together, then we'll have more things that we need. We got to kick down these doors, man, with our Timbs, with our heels, with our stilettos. We got to kick them down, son.
Kick them down and stop the hate. So, like, chicks be throwing shade at me. They be throwing, busting shots at me, saying all kinds of stuff. But when I see them face to face, I be like, damn, ma, it's like that. And then they feel so stupid when they realize that I'm so not a hater. What can you do? Now you look so dumb. Like, why throw a shot at me when I'm trying to ride with you, ma, for real?
And on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and put to the callers on the line, Guru, my co-host out of New Jersey. Guru, you wanna go ahead and ask Bass a couple of questions?
Nah, actually, I want to get Babs Twitter right quick, because you know how I do. Like, I got to let them know that Babs is on live with us so they can know where to find her and get more information. I'm going to let them know exactly what we're doing right now. So that's my first question. Like, what's your Twitter again, Babs? I need that
right now.
My
Twitter is Brooklyn Babs, BROOKLYNBABS.
Right, and I like the fact that you said you were bossing the whole situation with the battle. And that just shows that you're giving a chance to the young ladies out there that's really on their grind and trying to make it happen. So I want to salute you for that. And I want you, you know, to keep striving and, you know, taking it to the next level. I could really appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, just let us know, actually, like, what's going on and other things with Babs, like, as far as the music and what's your next project actually going to be as far as putting out a CD or mixtape or album or stuff.
Well, I have a mixtape out right now. It's called Wave Music, hosted by Kid Cudi. It's a free download. You can get it from any website that has mixtapes. And I'm about to drop another mixtape in 2 weeks, actually. It's called Astronomical, hosted by DJ Booth. And I'm just trying to go in hard for the streets right now as far as with my music. I still can't change who I am. So I'm just like, I'm going to keep doing what I do, and eventually they'll fall in line. That's just how I see it.
Babs, you've always been gangster, so gangster with it. So I love that first ditty, like when making a band, like you was that one that I had my eye on. I was like, I'm watching her. I ain't know why I was setting that stuff back then. I don't know why I said it, but I know now. So I love you to death. I really love you to death because you know, I'm from Jersey, and like, you know what, I got chicks like Babs, like in my circle, like real heavy, like. And go hard like that, like I knew it was there with you. Like I really knew. Like that's why I'm just like, I'm kind of gassed about the call, and I'm gassed that you rocking with Lush from the beginning, from way back in the day till now. So I just want to say, like, keep doing what you do, man. I'm here for you. We here for you, baby. You know we ain't going nowhere.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And I just want the people to know that with me, it is nothing but realness. I'm so humble. I so try to only be who I am. I'm not a gimmick. I can't change. When people be like, oh, you know, you're a little bit too hard, I don't really understand that. I thought music was about expressing your lifestyle, and I'm not a gangster. false. I'm a gangster because all the gangsters are in jail, but I am from the hood. So I could only rap about the stuff that I seen, the stuff that I went through. And I'm not the only chick from the hood. I'm not the only chick that wears Tim's. Like, come on. So it's like the ones who understand me, they the ones who ride with me, and they the ones who hold me down and keep me pushing to do this music thing. So I want to say I give all of the chicks and all of the dudes that support me nothing but love because I need that support. I really do.
Word.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Bugsy, you live on the line. You got any questions or comments for Babs?
I do. Lush, I want to say it's real crazy. Yo, Babs, I just got off the phone with your cousin Flip. No bullshit, B. Like, I was just on the horn with the kid. Like, yo, because I'm about to hit Worcester right quick. I'm like, yo, what's good? I'm about to come see you. Want to take a ride to Boston? He's like, I already took care of that. I get back on the horn. I hear Babs talking. I'm like, yo, I just got off the phone with a cousin, man. Big salute, as you already know. I've been here. You know, the niggas been telling me what you've been doing since you've been on the TV screen. So, you know, I know a little bit of everything, man. So it's good to hear you. Man, it's real crazy. Man, I got my dimples showing right now because it's real crazy. Now it's just
on
the phone. You know, it's a crazy world.
No,
man.
I ain't got the dimples, but I got mine too. I got something going on. I ain't got no dimples. Shout out to Buddy. That's my nigga right there.
You already know. It's a crazy world, man. But yeah, I definitely want Snoop Babs, man. You already know.
I appreciate that.
That's what's up. And I think we got Genius live on the line. Genius DMV, what it do, baby? You got Babs.
What's up? I want to salute Babs, you know, BK all day, you know what I'm saying? And support the Joe, you know, and shout out to the whole entire Lush family. I know I've been on hiatus for a minute, been grinding. But salute to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Lucky Lush, Guru, Bugsy, you already know.
Good look.
Yeah,
good looking, bro.
Salute.
That's what's up. And I think I got my sister from another mother, my business partner, Emma E2K, live on the line with Babs, man. She looked out so hard for me. I was in between traveling, getting up to Philly right now. We off to New York tomorrow, man. It's crazy right now. But you know what I'm saying? She made me calm down because I was about to spaz out on some Chinese cats.
First of all, I would like to say that Bugsy didn't mention me in the list of the Lush Radio family.
Uh-oh. What Bugsy do?
I didn't hear my name when I heard everybody on the list of the Lush Radio family. I didn't hear my name.
Hold on, wait, you talking about when I was spitting? I definitely put Emma in there.
You said nothing, Emma, just now. I was listening to the whole Lush Radio family, and you didn't mention
me. That was genius.
I'm taking the grenade.
I'm sorry, I love Emma. Emma, you ain't got to worry about me doing that. I see how you did TDI, Emma. You ain't got to worry about me forgetting about you. I seen that.
Don't let the sexiness know the titties fool you now. All righty now.
I want to be on
how's everybody doing
list
on the live today?
He's chilling.
Everybody live
good?
Live radio.
Yo, everybody's great, Emma. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all be starting trouble with Emma. You know I'm going to have to hear the backlash of that. You know how you're going to do that. But you know what I'm saying? We live right now with Emma E2K, and we got Babs from, you know, formerly Making It of the Band, but she's doing her thing. You know, she got Queen of the Ring coming up on the 19th with my born now.
Nice.
I'm going to be live in the building over there. They already said they're going to have the drinks on deck. We're going to be filming that, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, She got the mixtapes coming out, and then she also got the She's Got Next with 11, and also we also got a part in that situation. So it's gonna be half. It's gonna be crazy.
Right. Well, we got some music. We got some music submitted to be playing. My show is tomorrow. I'm just saying, you know, I'm my show is tomorrow. You know, I want to play some stuff. I want
to ready to go in.
That's you. She said she wants some stuff from you, Beth, so she can rotate tomorrow. Beth,
oh, I got you.
Okay, I'm on the air tomorrow, so get it at me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
now we do
it.
We don't skip a beat. We don't sleep. Like, we up all the time.
I'm sending that to you ASAP.
That's what's up. That's what I want to hear. See what I'm saying? Street Queens, the movement. God
damn.
These street queens. That's what I like to hear. That's right. Let's go. Let's stay positive. It's 2011. We ain't got time for no BSing. It's too much bullshit going on. Can I air out, please? Please, give me 2 minutes. I just want to tell people that are acting and bamboozling and acting like fucking clowns on the social networks, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Leave that shit in 2010. It's motherfucker 2011. Everybody, I don't know if you understand that even if you try to lie in the social networks, everybody finds out your business. Right now, it's all about technology. It's very easy to know if you're really doing what you're saying you're doing or not. Okay? So don't put it out there saying you're doing something and motherfuckers investigate and you ain't doing shit. It just doesn't look kosher, especially if you're trying to run with us. Because we will give you the pink slip and you won't be around. Okay, I just wanted to say that, and I'm good now, and I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Shout out to all the people on Facebook that's rich. Shout out to all the rich people on Twitter. Yeah, y'all got everything. That's what y'all put up there. Y'all post, y'all pop, y'all grind, y'all doing some of everything, whatever.
They know that they tax money. They know that they tax money. They better get the fuck out of here with that.
Stop spending your promotion budget. Stop spending your tax money, man. Do that shit for promotion, man. Y'all already know. Niggas got the game.
Send the tax money this way. Stop hitting me up on Twitter talking about, yo, can you do a record with me for the love of hip hop? No. No. Let's get that correct. If I don't know you, no.
For real. Don't forget, man. Go ahead and pay these artists, man, and stop playing games, man. If they don't know you, why should they even try to even do anything for you? Seriously. Like, I mean, what's up with these cats thinking that you owe them some? Like, they hit me up. Yo, I'm saying, this is the crazy thing, though, Bash, right? People always call you and say, yo, I'm trying to build with you. That's the line that you spoke, and you don't want to spend no bread.
Yeah. They don't even want to buy you nothing to eat. Like,
and you can't even pay for studio time. You can't pay for studio time. You can't get no lunch or dinner. You can't even get a freaking water because part your throat. Like, are you serious? You know how to fucking rap? Like, how long?
Yo, we're going in, man. This is Follow Friday. This is M.I.A. Friday, man. And we live with your girl, Bash, Bugsy, Emma, you know what I'm saying, and Guru, man. We live in the building.
Come on, man. Get that budget up. Get that budget up.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be cheap skating. Pay Bash some money. Get it together, man. All these female artists, I need to respect these female artists. Just because they females, they shouldn't get paid any less than the dudes again. Pay them their money, because I smack you myself. We live in the building right now, man.
You
know what I'm saying? No budget having that. Let me build with you. Y'all got to get this out of here, man.
Wow. Going down right now.
This is the right time. Holla at me. I know all the people out there getting them income tax checks. Come holla at me and spend it on something worthy. Don't go buy no rims. Don't go buy no Remy here. If you want to grind, you can't get Remy here. Just pay me for a verse.
Definitely, 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 man. Go ahead and do that, man. Because we need to stop slacking, man. I mean, seriously.
This is a job. Like, people feel, come on, this is work, yo. Like,
definitely.
That's right.
You got to respect
that. Right.
You got to tell a mailman to mail the, to go and give the mail out for free. A fireman to help turn off the fire for free. Like, hello.
Definitely.
Yeah, because that's basically them telling you they don't respect your grind when they talk about that nonsense like that.
You know what? It's an insult. Thank you.
It's an insult. Yeah,
definitely,
they don't respect your grind, man. If you don't want to pay me,
mm-hmm.
that's telling me you don't respect my grind. But you know what? I'm here. I'm grinding. Like, you know what I mean? So I want everybody to know that this is not a game. This ain't no this Twitter game. When I came to Twitter, it wasn't a game from the beginning. So it's definitely in the game now. So shout out to Lush Radio Online. And we got to take it where we got to take it. And we definitely grinding for that paper, man. And we also helping everybody to get on and get noticed, get in the network. Like, I'm looking at your network. You got 10 followers, G. Come on, man.
And we look good in green. We look good in green. Our color is green.
Yeah.
47. I don't know what you heard, but we looking fab in green. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're on the right thing over here.
I'm out of maintenance. You know, my nail game is sick. Like, I got to have my nails up, my lashes up, like my hair. Hello.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
Lush nail game is up too. Lush Radio Online nail game is up too.
Hello, that's not cheap. Hello.
I know how they
definitely.
Do. Trust me.
If you're tuning in right now, we're live on Lush Radio Online, man, and we got the wonderful Bass live in the building, ME2K, Future Guru 100,
yeah.
And our boy Fugzy live in the building, man, and we wilding out, man. It's good to have out of your Fridays, and we're rocking with our girl. We're also going to have the Fly Street Gang straight out of the Bay Area in the Cali, you know what I'm saying? They're doing their thing, and shout out to the Rejects. We were supposed to have them live on the show. I apologize because, you know, this is live radio. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going to happen. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And them Chinese cats, they had me late. Oh, man. Y'all got to seriously get the fuck out of here. Nobody takes Century 2000 ever take them anywhere. For real. But we're gonna go ahead and go to the song and everything. And make sure everybody follows Babs and stuff. From this Bass from Making Another Band, and she's doing her thing, which she's got next in Queen of the Ring, so it's going now. So
Put out information.
Yeah,
hit me up on Twitter at Brooklyn Bass. If you're a female rapper and you want to battle, you want to get in the ring, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll link you up, I'll set you up, and let's get it in. Everybody keep a lookout for Queen of the Ring. I'm taking the females to the mountaintop, and we jumping off and landing on a pile of money. That's how we getting down for 2011.
Queen of the Ring, is that what's the name? Oh, my God, a Vague doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Shout out to Vague. Shout out to Debo. And that's what it
okay.
is. Shout out to 11. She's got next. Be on the lookout for that documentary and mixtape that's dropping. Make sure y'all download my mixtape that's out right now, Wave Music, hosted by Kid Cudi. And be on the lookout for Astronomical, which will be out in 2 weeks, hosted by DJ Booth. And if you see me on the street, show love, because I'm there.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Vague Grind Season, definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely. And like I said, man, everybody make sure that you support Babs and everything that she's doing. We also going to have the Fly Street Gang live in the building. I think we got them on the line. We're going to bring them in a few seconds. But, yo, they doing their thing out there in the Bay Area. So, you know what I'm saying? They cast is about to come in a second. Babs, I love you. When I come to New York, I'm going to rub your feet, son. I love you.
Yes.
Man. Love you to death, man. I'm definitely going to hit you up on the flip side and everything because I got to talk to you on 11. We got to go ahead and get this filming and stuff done, man, for real. It's about to go hard in the paint, man. Watch out for everything that's coming through, seriously. Love you, Babs.
Love you too, babe. Be safe.
That's what's up, man. All right,
Babs.
That's what's up, man. We have Babs live in the building. Making it a band, she doing her thing, man, you know what I'm saying? She's on a constant grind. And we got, you know what I'm saying, the squad alive in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got Fly Street Gang. They doing their thing out there in the Bay Area, man. We got
what's
the
happening?
Fly Street Gang live in the building with us. What up, cuz?
What's up with it? What's happening?
Ain't nothing much, man, digging in the scene on the gasoline, family.
That's about right. That's the same thing we out here doing.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, man. Definitely. We appreciate y'all coming through on the show and everything. Fly Street Gang, man, they're doing their thing out in the Bay Area, man, doing this thing. And it's just crazy right now. The music is crazy. They doing their thing. They got crazy followers and stuff. Before we get into it, can you throw out your Twitter for everybody so they can follow you, fam?
Okay, make sure you follow us. It's at Fly Street Gang. That's FlyStreetGang. Fly Street Gang, at Fly Street Gang. That's how you reach us.
That's what it is, man. So talk to us, family, man. You know, before we get into us, man, tell us, you know, and I got to shout out my man OP for allowing us to have this interview with you guys, man. Talk to us, man. What inspired you guys to get into, you know, the music industry?
I would say that the thing that inspired us the most was we was always, like, around music growing up. So it was kind of like we grew up around, like, N.W.A., around Too Short, around Pac, everybody that kind of, like, did their thing out here. So it was like, it just made us get want to learn more about it and actually get involved in it. Started off just playing with it, and then we started getting good, so we started getting serious about it.
That's what's up, man. Coming out the you know, the Bay Area and just, you know, Cali, the West Side in general, is used to the whole independent movement. The independent movement isn't new to y'all guys, you know. You guys, you know, made crazy sales and stuff. You guys basically, you know, developed the independent movement, you know, and you know, talk to us, you know, as being, you know, indies and artists doing your thing. You know, how has that transcended in this day and age for you guys?
I would say the one thing about being indie, you kind of control. You don't have a set date when you drop. You pretty much control when you put out different whatever you put in pushing. If it's a mixtape or an album, you basically control when it comes out and who's going to be on and everything. You don't have any person telling you who you can work with, who you can't work with. It's kind of like you're pretty much on your own. The only bad thing about it is everything is on you. So it's like you have to basically do everything yourself. You come out of pocket on everything, but in the end, on the end result, you can say you did everything yourself, and pretty much you get all of the money. It's not split between nobody. So that's like one of the good things about the independent thing. You learn a lot from being out here. We've been doing it for a while, and we're learning something new every day. So the independent, it definitely will help you when you do decide to make a change over to whether it be major or other labels. You'll learn a lot from out here, definitely.
That's what's up. You know, what inspired you to get the whole, you know, name Fly Street Gang? Tell me the whole the importance of that name. Tell me that. I just got tongue-tied for a second. That's that Moscato. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Did we get them on?
My bad. I'm still here. Yeah, it was actually kind of random. It was like one day we were just in the studio and we kind of wanted to go. At first it was going to be Fly Street Boys, I believe, at first. But then, like, it didn't sound, it was like, as we got a little bit older, it was like, we need to switch it up to make it a little bit more aggressive, so we just added the gang to it. and took the boys off. It was kind of, it was pretty much just random in the studio, just thinking of random names.
Definitely. I mean, it's fly, it's different, you know. It's nobody else has the name, you know, so that's cool. It's definitely something different. So, you know, tell us, you know, some of the new projects and everything that you got coming out. Talk to us.
Okay, right now we're working on the EP as well as a mixtape. The EP as of right now is untitled, but the mixtape is going to be called Zero Gravity, and we're going to drop that. I would say I want to push for May just to give it enough time. Like, we have all of the songs picked out, but we're still recording, so the order might change. So we're going to say, like, around May, and then the EP should follow in probably June.
Nice. I'm going to go ahead and throw the questions over there to my co-host out in New Jersey. Guru, you got a question for Fly Street Gang?
Yeah, no doubt. I just want to shout out the whole Cali movement, man. Cali showing me a lot of love, and, you know, I'm not sure if you heard of Cali Gold, but we got Cali Gold Mike and Larry P, the CEO, man. They showing me mad love. We about to get something popping, man. I just want to know, man, like, you know, since you out there at Cali, you know, the basic formula for success really is, to me, that as artists coming out of Cali, that they always had great production, you know. And, you know, I think back with Snoop and Dre, you know, when I started paying attention to the West Coast music and Easy, when I started paying attention to that and Too Short, I always thought they had great production, man. I want to know how important that is to you and your team. Teaming up with musicians as well as producers, man, because that's what I always felt the essence of that West Coast music was, not just having producers on deck, they had musicians on deck. You know what? Too Short had a hell of a bass player on deck. Dre had the keyboards and on Smash, and I always felt that coming out there. I felt that music for that reason, man, so I want to know how important it is to have that production game right.
It's very important because the beat is the first thing that's going to be heard before the hook, before anything. So you got to make sure that you have that perfect track that's going to grab the attention of everybody before they even hear the hook. So when we pick out beats, we make sure we pick out the best ones possible. Like, we have a lot of songs, but we try to make sure that we work with different producers on every project. We try to switch it up and work with somebody different to find out what they have to offer us. And we pretty much just go off of that. Like, a lot of the beats we have now, we have, I wouldn't say in-house producers, but certain people that we go to, but we switch it up every project. Every single that we've put out has been done by a different person. So it's very important. So you have to make sure that's the first thing that's done before the hook. You have to make sure you got that perfect track every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Definitely. And we have Genius 5 on the line. Genius, you got a question for Fly Street Gang? You get on the line with us? You there, Genius? I don't know if the
line he probably muted his phone.
He probably muted his phone. But you know, you guys are definitely doing your thing out there in Cali. What is the main thing that you guys want, you know, everybody to basically know you for in the industry? What's your main imprint that you want to leave, you know, for this industry?
We want to be known for quality. We try to make sure that we put out the best quality music that we can possibly put out. We don't just put out anything. We approach every song as it being a potential single or a potential big record. So every song that you will hear from us is going to have potential to be a big record. We try to make sure that everything we do is just big. We want to be known for having good products and consistent. We try to make sure everything is always consistent and it's just the best that we can possibly put out. Yeah.
Definitely. Let me try to see if we can still get him back on the line with us. With the switchboard. But I mean, everything that you guys are doing, I definitely see your movement. It's definitely something. You guys got a lot of people coming out of Cali though, and stuff. Do you feel like, even though you guys are all on your independent situation, do you feel like everybody's almost competing against each other? Is it harder? What you think?
I would say right now, as far as the Bay Area is concerned, it's kind of like there's a whole lot of different people coming out, but we're taking a different approach with it. It's kind of a little bit more unified now, so it's kind of like everybody is pushing everybody at the same time. So it's like nobody's going to get left behind. It's like everybody has their own separate movement, but we all support each other at the same time. We're trying to build that unity up right now.
Right.
That's what's up. So tell us, you know, everybody, how does everybody add their parts into the group? You know, what's everybody's significance in the group? I know you have your part and everybody else in the group. Talk to us.
Okay, I'm not sure if everybody's on the line, but I know.
You can kind of break it down. I think you're only the only one that we have right now, but you could kind of tell us, you know, the different parts, you know, of how everybody plays their role in the group.
Okay, basically, I would say that we all do our own separate verses and we all come up with different hooks and everything, but I would say like the person with the ear for the right production, that would probably be Jay. And then, like, as far as the direction, I would probably be the one that would determine, like, what direction we go in the song. And then Phantom would bring that extra swag to it to bring, like, the style of rap that we'll do. So we all kind of, like, collab on. We all kind of, like, whenever we do a song, we're pretty much all there at the same time. So we kind of just feed off of each other. So it's like those are the roles, but they switch depending on the actual beat.
Nice. Genius, you live on the line with us with Fly Street Gang. Talk to us.
Yo, yo.
What's happening?
We can hear you live.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you live.
Oh, okay, yo. First, I wanted to salute y'all for, you know, trying to make a difference from where y'all come from. I actually got a couple of people that I actually work with is out in that area. And you're right, it is a lot of unity out there. We actually need more unity in the industry, period, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to the hate. As far as the question, I'll more or less ask, you know, how would you advise people that, you know, trying to, you know, get to where you guys are as far as accomplishing, you know, your goals and being successful at, you know, what you're doing?
I would definitely advise people to keep going. Don't let anybody tell you that you can do it. Accept criticism, but at the same time, just keep working. Don't let anybody discourage you. I know a lot of people, when they don't get a song on the radio or their mixtape doesn't get a certain amount of downloads, they feel discouraged and sometimes even want to stop pursuing what they want to pursue. So I would say definitely make sure that you gotta have tough skin in this business. So I would say make sure that you keep going. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it.
That's what's
up. They got a hot song called Knock It Out featuring Rod. And they got also No Go. They have several songs and they actually had No Go actually featured on World Star Hip Hop, and it's also on YouTube. You guys can definitely check out, you know, everything that they got going on over there. It's three members. You got Jay West, Ty MF, and Phantom. And, you know, they're definitely doing their thing. I mean, it's crazy right now. They got a big, big following all over the world and in the Bay Area and stuff. And, you know, I know everybody in the Cali area moves different, like the Bay Area, Richmond, and all that other place, and Sacramento and L.A., y'all all, like, you know, you guys, you know, move different, you know. And you guys are definitely doing your thing, and we definitely support everything you're doing. Right now, we having a problem with in regards to the switchboard with this song, but what we're going to do is we're going to knock it out all through the week and stuff to just rock out the song and everything right now. But what we're going to do is We're going to ask you, we're going to put you on the spot because this is Freestyle Friday, you know what I'm saying? So we want you to go ahead and give us a freestyle real quick. Can you bless us with that, fam?
Okay, okay.
All right, go ahead, man. Let's go.
Okay, 1 second. I'm trying to get in that rapper mode.
Okay, okay. Let me see if I got a beat or something. We're gonna give you something real low in the background. You know what I'm saying? See if you can feel that real quick. We'll give you something real low in the background.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I
can. All right. I can try to do it without the beat. I can try, cause I can barely hear
okay.
the beat.
All right. Okay. I can crank it up louder for you if you want it louder. Can you hear the beat now?
Okay. I still can barely hear it because I have a lot going on in the background.
Can you hear? If you can go ahead and do it a cappella.
I just do it a cappella.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Swag a little different, you can tell by the pose. Matter of fact, you can tell by the brand new clothes. Proud to shoot. Swag a little different, you can tell by the pose. Matter of fact, you can tell by the brand new clothes. Louis this, Gucci that, Prada shoes, super swag. I'm flying nonstop, and they jet lag. I do meet yourself, you better check that. Say my name, dog, they gonna regret that. Hey, we're bae, bruh, they ain't catch that.
That's what's up. That's another Lush Radio Online exclusive right there. You know what I'm saying? Straight from Fly Street Gang, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Definitely salute to everything they got going on, man. So, any new projects, any other things that we need to look out for right now and stuff that you got going on, fam?
I would say definitely look out for Knock It Out. We're going to do a remix to that soon. We also got a remix to No Go we're going to drop soon. We got Darrow Music on that one. We're going to drop that one pretty soon,
okay.
too. So, right now, we're still working. As soon as I get new stuff, I'm going to make sure I get it to you. Off top, as soon as we get it done, I'm going to make sure I get it to you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And make sure that you guys definitely follow Fly Street Gang. Once again, man, can you throw out that Twitter for the people so they can definitely follow you guys?
It's Twitter / Fly Street Gang or at Fly Street Gang.
That's what it is, man. I'm following you guys, man. Make sure everybody follow them, man, and support everything they got going on. Shout out to my boy OP, man. We live in the building. Lush Radio Online, man. What are some of the things that you guys do to give back to the community out there in the Bay Area?
I would say one thing that we definitely do to give back to the community, we actually go to different places. There's a youth center in Oakland where we're from. So what we try to do is we try to talk to kids about the music industry, like as far as like the stuff that we go through while we're actually going through it. We also try to help them with crafting their own music as far as, like, trying to help them write bars or count 16s. We do stuff like that. And we also have, like, a lot of our family members, a lot of them are younger, so we kind of, like, reach out to them and their friends about it as well if they're thinking about pursuing it. That's one of the things that we're doing now. But we're definitely, once we get our name out more, we're definitely going to start doing more for the community.
That would be great because, you know, and that's important. You said helping them count 16s because, you know, a lot of people don't even people that are in the industry don't even know how to count 16s. Seriously. They sitting there rapping for, like, 50 days and stuff. Like, son, you're not going to cut it off? You're not going to stop? You're not going to stop? I'm just saying. Like, why you rapping, like, 30 bars? I just don't understand. How long is this song?
I feel that. It actually took me a minute to learn how to do it, too. I kind of learned in the beginning. It was crazy because you know how like the beat had changed when it's time for the hook to come in. So that's how I learned in the beginning before I actually sat down and learned how to count bars. I would just rap until the hook came in.
But you know what though? The good thing is that you at least know. Some people don't even know. and they in the industry. You understand what I'm saying? They like they actually sign artists and they still don't know how to count bars. You know, so it's crazy, but it's good that you are don't know it, and then you are teaching you know the youth. You know what I'm saying, how to do that. Because, you know, at least if you want them to get in the game, let them come in, you know, properly and know exactly how to structure their music, you know, instead of, you know, rapping for like 3, 5, 6 hours and you're like, man, I'm tired, son. I'm tired. Seriously. I'm tired of listening to you. Seriously, man. But that's what it is, man. I got my boy Bugsy live in the building from Boston. Well, Bugsy, we got Fly Street Gang live in the building. Straight out of the Bay Area doing this 1-2, man. You got any questions, famo?
I do, but I got to put my e-brake on real quick. My heart started jumping. Rush was like, niggas go 30 bars, ain't Rush. I thought you was talking to me. I know how to count 16, but listen, I just don't really, you know, I'm not too fond of hooks. I try to be different, so I'm the type of dude that'll go 32 bars straight, but I just get it off my chest. I felt a little, you know how they say I'm not talking to you, but if you feel like I'm talking to you, then I'm talking to you. Yeah, I felt like you was talking to me, so, you know, I had to, you know. But, yeah, salute to the big homie in the building and everything they do out in the Bay Area. You know, my question is, you know, I actually just picked up a couple of producers to my little joint. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, info to, you know, send beats and things like that, like, you know, what's the Gmail or something like that? You might have said it, but I missed.
You there, Bugsy? Did we lose you?
You could definitely hit us. We're always looking for producers. Definitely hit us on flystreetgang@gmail.com. That's the main business email to send tracks to, or if you want to book us for anything, that's the email that you hit. But definitely, all production, we listen to everything. We're down to work with anybody.
What kind of, so, I mean, there's no, like, specific style, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. We don't try to limit it. We just pretty much just go. We don't try to limit it, so it's like we can do anything.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely, man. Make sure that you follow Fly Street Gang on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell them you heard them on Lush Radio Online, man. And support. You got to support. We got to support our people, man. In the Jewish community, the dollar rotates several times. You understand? So we got to start supporting our people and definitely give back, man. And that's serious right there. Your final thoughts and everything, people, you know what I'm saying, with Live Street Gang, you know what I'm saying, before, because I know they busy people, they out there on their grind and stuff. We don't want to keep them too long because, you know, the time difference is different in Cali. You know, we on the East Coast and stuff, you know what I mean? They about to get the party started out there, son. So, Guru, you got any final thoughts with Live Street Gang, fam?
Nah, just keep doing what you're doing, man. We just appreciate everything, and thanks for joining the show, man. I got the Twitter on deck right now, so, you know, it's a good look, man. I see what y'all doing out there, paying attention right now. So, you know, just keep grinding, man. I know what it takes. You got to stay with it, man. Stick with your team.
Thank you. We appreciate all the love from everybody.
That's what's up. We love you. We support you, man. And anything that's new, you know what I'm saying, and y'all got in the arsenal, man, fly it over to us, man, and we'll definitely run that and stuff. We apologize, people, you know, with the system. I don't know what's going on with the register, but we're gonna have that song and several songs on tomorrow on Emma's show. So we're gonna rotate the song, and any song that we didn't get to play today, this Friday, we're gonna rotate all throughout the next week. So all through the week, that's my promise to everybody else. So that's what it is, man. And we're gonna keep on rocking your music, and that's what it is, man. Fly Street Gang live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? We rock with y'all, man. Keep it fly, fresh, and sexy. And keep it street in the game, man.
Most
definitely. Salute to you, fam, man. And keep doing what you do, man. And
yeah,
we wish nothing but success to you and the whole crew, fam.
Thank you as well. Thank you for having us also.
No problem, man. You know what I'm saying? Always show love over here. We love Cali. We love the Bay Area, man. The Bay Show, man, love to us. That's why we loved you, man. Loved you. We love you. That's what it is, man. Stay tuned. We live in the building, man. Let's get that out of here Fridays, and we're live right now with Fly Street Gang. We had Bats for making it a band live in the building. We were supposed to have the Rejects live in the building, but you know we had to push back time. This is live radio. It's subject to everything, man. It is wild out here. It's crazy. We got so many things to do, man, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you got to roll with the punches. Life may throw you a curveball, but you're in charge of the direction you're going to take it to, man. You know what I'm saying? Today could have been a very, very terrible day. Today we could have not had a show. But you know what? We soldiers are here. We always on the grind. We're going to continue to do what we got to do live on Lush Radio Online and keep doing what we got to do and keep it moving. And no matter what it is, even if you're a performer on stage and you might trip or you might forget a line, a real performer never, never, never just stops and says, I'm not going to do the show. What does a good performer do, Guru? If they trip up or they forget their line, what does a good performer do, Guru?
Keep it going, man. The show must go on.
Show must go on no matter what, man. If your partner ain't come through and he ain't there to do his second part of the verse, you do his verse on the stage, son. The show must go on. It don't matter what. If that client, if you sick, I was sick in the bed and I still had to put some clients' work out there. It don't matter. Show must go on no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's late, whether it's early, whatever it is, the show must go on. Bills must be paid. Things must get taken care of. It doesn't matter. Show must go on no matter what. Let's radio on live, man. We're live in the building, man. It's Follow Fridays, Everybody is Fridays, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We're going to rock out with some music, man. But we're going to rock out, too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online. And we're just doing our thing, man. I want to send this out to every female out there and all that them dudes out there, you know, they won in a million. They was the best you ever had, you know what I'm saying? The ones you love, they gave it to you real good, you know what I'm saying? And they did their thing, You know what I'm saying? Or they just left a lasting impression on you. So we're going to go ahead and play this rock out with this Neo right here, One in a Million. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. I think we do have a caller live on the line from the 510 also. 510, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? 510, you're live on the line. What it do, baby? Okay, I guess we lost him, man, but we're going to go ahead and play this Neo right here, One in a Million. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
You look like you just got this.
No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on. Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. Run that top model kid to your everyday hoodwear. Less than all, but more than a few. But I never met one like you.
Been all over the world. Yeah. searching. Whatever you do is working. Other girls don't matter. In your presence, can't do what you do. There's a million girls around, but I don't see no one but you. Baby,
Batman, being promoter, CEO of Dark Knight ENT, official street promotion. Yeah. You're now tuned in to LustRadioOnline.com, the hottest online radio show out. You already know what it is. Roll with the winners. Pow.
Pow. Man, you already know what it is, man. Lust Radio Online, we live in the building. And you already know what it is. We're just doing our thing, rocking out. And you know what I'm saying? We got to definitely get some get the fuck out of here tonight on Lust Radio Online, because this is definitely serious. I definitely love all of our callers and all of our faithful listeners that always, always support us in everything that we're doing, whether we're late, whether we're on time, whether we do whatever, whether we're on or not, you guys still stay in there. So we definitely want to shout out our listeners. My birthday bash, my born date is March 19th. I want to be at Queen of the Ring with Babs 11, I mean 2K. My birthday bash is on the 18th over there between East 137th Street. Hopefully the whole Lush Radio fam and crew will be there and just everybody that rock with me, you know what I'm saying? I don't even care if it's freaking 13 people in there. As long as they rock out and have fun and they family and friends and they rock out with me, you know what I'm saying? It's all that matters for real, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I'm just shouting out everybody that come through. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be videotaped. Lethal Lips is going to be hosting it, and it's going to be on the 19th. It's actually going to be on 18th. So, yeah. So, shout out to Carlos for providing us with the spot, and we live in the building. Lush Radio Online, anyway. So, Guru, you got any announcements or anything to make out for the people?
Yeah, man. I just want to let everybody know, man, it's definitely time to, you know, step your game up and rock out with Lush Radio Online and these great options we have for you on marketing and promotion and PR. And Lush Radio Online is doing it real big in her area and everywhere else. And Emma, shout out to Emma for holding down the team. And shout out to Bubbly for holding it down in Boston. And, I mean, hey, I got campaigns now for you guys to get on FM radio, and you need to holler at me on my Twitter or my email. My email is just like my Twitter, FutureGuru100. I know you cats are trying to put out mixtapes and trying to do this and do that, man, but stop chucking that money, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to rock with the DJs. We rocking with the DJs, too. I'm giving you cats some, you know, some solid information on how you can step your game up and get your royalties together, man. That's what I'm doing right now. So, you know, shout out to Lush Radio Online for holding me down, man. Shout out to AMP, man. Shout out to AMP and Fetty Records. You know how we do. Y'all see that all on the Twitter. That's how we doing it, man. We trying to make it, you know, trying to make it happen for the big dogs too. So keep supporting us, man. That's all. Lush is going in right now. It's crazy. The buzz is crazy.
Yo, Emma's going to get interviewed from a show out in Vegas and stuff. You know what I'm saying? She's getting interviewed at a show out in Vegas. Also, we're going to be featured in Making It magazine in the May issue of it and stuff. So, and I'll be heading to Atlanta soon. So there's a lot of things that's going on, man. Also, we got a model call in the DMV worldwide, me and my boy J-Hub. You know what I'm saying? We're doing some things. You know, we're going to do a DVD and promo video for all you models out there, man. Get at us, man. You already know what it is, man. Hit me up at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. We got the calendar, the DVD, and you walk away with some pictures, man. It's going to be crazy. So holla at us, man. We live in the building. Also, you know what I'm saying, all these promo packages, man. You know what I mean? Y'all know y'all got your income taxes. Y'all know y'all got the budget. So stop playing games and stop acting like you don't want to invest in yourself, because this is where we win it. When a lot of you guys, I'm going to advise some of you guys in business, don't throw money where it's not being effective at. Throw money where you want to see where your money is going to be basically used in a proper way. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of y'all cash, y'all see the gimmicks, you see all the flashiness, but what is their record? Find out references and see what they do. Don't just go ahead and jump on a situation because it look good. You understand what I'm saying? So, but, Bugsy, you got any final words for the people out there, man?
Most definitely, man. You know, like it's crazy, you know, Google said that. Thank you. Google said, you know, that FM radio, I want to salute the official Get Money Entertainment DJ out here, DJ Smash, holding it down in Boston, 102.9, you know, Choice FM radio. But, you know, like I said, just be on the lookout for this group I got, you know, pushing three for the strikes, man. You know, it's the Young Boston group as a group, you know, one of the hottest groups out here. And, you know, I got beat villains on deck. So, you know, if y'all need beats all day, man, you know, holler at me. And a lot of cats don't understand, like, I push my personal, you know, music and things back, you know what I mean, for my artists and my team, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand why you do that, but it's just like the way I see it, you know, I tell people, you know, Jay-Z had a whole lot of people on Rockefeller and he put more work in himself and his artists less. They left. You know, I put more work with my artists, you know what I'm saying? I push myself back because I can get to steward any time, man. But I'm more dedicated to the people, you know, that work for me, work with me, and just be on the lookout, man. Boston's definitely coming with some hotness on my end, man. And you know, Lush Radio Online is going to be the first to get it. So tune in.
Yeah, man.
What it is, man. You already know what it is, man.
Shout out to Lush Radio Online for the HD 7D cameras. You know, HD. Lush Radio Online done with HD. You know, she's doing it. She's doing it big with the 7D HD camera. So if you need those promotional videos and you need the promotion to go with it, you need to definitely holler at Lush Radio Online so she can come get your promo and your video together. You can advertise yourself right there, put it on the YouTube, and let us rock it out, man. This is PR, man. We doing PR for real. We in your face with the PR. Everybody else behind the scenes with the PR, we coming bringing the PR to you, man. What more you want, man? Lush Radio Online is really stepping it up with the PR marketing and the promotions, and that's how we doing the HD style 7D. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to go look around, man. We right here, man. We right here with it, in your face.
Definitely, man, and make sure, and that's what I'm talking about, investing in yourself. You know, every month, every year, every time you progress in your business, you should be able to see what you accomplished. Show some for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I got my laptops I work on. I got my 50D, and I moved on to a 70. Like, come on, man. Like, there's no reason why you should shortchange yourself. If you're going to go in, go hard body and go all the way in, man. Don't go out there and pop bottles. Go out there and buy what you need to make yourself more successful in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You tired of outsourcing from that printer, the printer T-shirts, then you go get the presser. And you go get the heat press and do it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
If you tired of all of that and you can't do it, or you don't want to put the money, invest in yourself. If you can't do it and you lazy or you don't understand, then pay somebody like us in Google, man. Come on, man. We ain't playing no games, man. For real. But anyway.
Hey, Rush, before.
Go ahead.
Before you go in, Russ, I'm gonna tell y'all like Russ told me, man, on a personal flip, man. Listen, man, get your business together, get them tax write-offs, man. Scared money don't make money. Stop blowing it in the streets, man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, man.
Shout
even
out to
Black. Even though I do want them new Jordan 13s that's about to come out. Stop the press for a hot second. They coming out. Them 13s is raw.
The only way you get the piss money on clothes is if you getting right for Lush's birthday. So y'all listeners, if you gotta get right for Lush's birthday, you got the okay to drop that money. If it ain't for Lush's birthday, don't do it.
Definitely,
yeah, man. Make sure you looking good.
Definitely. No looking like a scraggler. No looking like you about to rob a son. Don't look like that. Coming in. Looking nice and looking like you a grown man. Cut your facial hair off. Look like a grown man and a grown woman. Don't come in there looking like a hoochie mama. Come in there looking like a grown ass man and grown ass woman.
And smell fresh. Smell fresh. We don't want no stinky asses in there.
And make sure that your underarms got deodorant in them. Make sure you douche. Make sure
Damn.
All them proper parts is smelling good. Because if you're not, chances are I'm going to put you on camera and ask you why you smell like that, son.
Just don't forget, it get hot in the club. It get hot in the club. Be cool.
Hey, they make sure they got powder, degree, everything they need to keep cool. You dig me?
I stay with that powder.
Hey, cool. Tell them cornstarch powder, not that regular powder. Get that cornstarch.
Yeah, get that real shit, man. Yo, I got the top of the line powder. Yo, what's fucking with that? I go in there, I'm looking for the top of the line. If they ain't got it, I'm going somewhere else. If they ain't got the top of the line powder, which I really need, I don't play with that little X brand powder that's not going to hold you. Yo, do your thing, man. Do it right, man. Top of the line powder only, man. You got to have great deodorant to go with it. Not good deodorant, great deodorant. I'll play with me.
No sweaty balls around here. No sweaty balls. No full cup basketball. No,
hey, tell him no. Tell him no Axe deodorant. Minorities can't wear Axe deodorant. Cut it out. All right? That's for other people. Minorities, stay away.
Man.
Yo, on that note, we're going to play the song from AMP, I'm a G. Make sure that you keep it clean. And we're going to come back in a second because we got to tell some cats to get that body. And we got to continue. Well, what not to do when we come to my birthday party, because we will put you on blast, Evan. But, yeah, so I'm a G by AMP. Shout out to Fanny. Shout out to the whole Fetty Records, man. Log on to www.hoop.amp. Follow him on Twitter. The King AMP. You know what I'm saying? D-A-M-P. So go ahead and salute that dude, rock out with that dude right there. I'm gonna be right back on Lux Radio Online.
I'm like a credit
a lifeguard. But when it go, get a symbolized me. Like an alphabet, I'm a capitalized G. From AM to the P. As you can see in these streets, I'm a fucking beast. Like a I'm in that all black, creeping by in a rental. Call me Young Boss, but my name ain't Willow. Rockin' so fat, they be looking like a sumo. You know I stay strapped like a rhyme in a doodle. I'm tired of my old, I'm looking for a new. I'm on a triple stack, feeling like I'm up in Pluto. Man, I said that I'm a dog like Cujo. Dropped off the work, now I'm coming back from Pino. I got a fist skill, baby, you can call it Nemo. I keep it 100, yeah, you know I'm like a Fino. Police fast, looking, say they tryna get it to old. Calling on my phone, say they tryna be illegal. Catch him in the hood, do they fight me, bro?
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I thought I told you, sucker. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. One of the hottest radio shows on that. I just said, you know what I'm saying? When I be sitting down, you know what I'm saying, on the block, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? I just log on to Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I pull out my Boost mobile phone, you know what I'm saying? That $50 plan, cause you know what I'm saying? I can't afford nothing else, you know what I'm saying? And I just listen to this radio, I call in, you know, I just sit on the phone, you know what I'm saying? I just breathe on the phone, you know what I'm saying, Lewis? I just breathe on the phone. You know I care, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It's the realest thing in every show I've ever heard in my life, you know what I'm saying? And that's just all I gotta say, you know what I'm saying? Let's read your line, Rick. You know what I'm saying? $50 Boost mobile, money. I'm out here, man. I got to go back on the block, man. Holla at me. Hey. Yes, yeah, your girl. Let's see. Let's vibe on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that supports us. No matter if you're on the block, you're sitting on the toilet, you ain't losing noodles, whatever, man. We live in the building. We don't have no discrimination. Let's radio online, baby. We're going back on the line with our people, man. We talking about these wrong ass niggas out here. What up, Guru? What up, Buggy? What up, Guru? What's up, Buggy? Did I lose them? Y'all on the line, or y'all muted yourself? I guess they muted themselves, but we back on the line. Let's radio online right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to OP. Shout out to AMP. Shout out to everybody live in the building. Guru, you back on the line with us, fam? I guess we lost them. But we got a lot of music live in the building and stuff. You know, we live on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's been doing this song. Like I said, it's the phenomenon right now. You know what I'm saying? The whole Cat Daddy song. And, you know, you act like you in a wheelchair, come. You do like a wheelchair motion.
I'm here with you.
Are you back in the building? Where were you at,
yeah,
man?
I had to put the phone on mute. I had, you know, I came to somebody's house. I had to, you know, couldn't be rules, and I had to put the radio on mute and introduce myself. But, you know, I'm still here.
You in somebody's crib, son? You saw somebody's crib? You always moving, son. Always on the move, son.
that's how we progress and success is when we stay on the move.
That's what it is. That's that live radio. You never know where we might be. We might be broadcasting live from the sewer. We don't know, huh?
We got to find that dude at the launchpad, Rush, for real. We need to give him an interview.
Yo,
we need to get that dude.
Yo, I need to tell y'all cats about that, yo. It's Friday. We got to tell some cats to get the phone. Yo, that's my word. I put it on Facebook, yo. Bucky was there witness to it. I saw the mad rapper live in person, son.
Yo, I swear to God, I thought this cat was talking to it. I thought he was talking. You know how people talk to themselves on a cell phone with the earpiece and stuff. So I'm thinking he's talking to himself. Then come to find out Shuddy was talking to himself, for real. Answering himself back and everything, man. This cat came in, started saying stuff and everything, started shadow boxing, running all around the laundry, man. 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever this cat was doing, I needed some of that shit. I need that shit right now, son. That cat started banging on the tables, bong bong, like back in the day when we was freestyle battling, banging on the table, had his own, made his own band up and everything, son. Wow.
He said, come to a larger man.
Record deal. What you think? I don't know, but I was just signing that. He was
somebody called him and told him Lush was in the building. He was like, Lush is in the building. He came down and spit his hottest material. He had his beats. He didn't need no producer. He didn't need no orchestra, no nothing. He had everything on his own, Lush. He was there to impress you. Beating on the table.
Yo, I think some really thought I was Missy Elliott, because you know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, be thinking I'm Missy Elliott and stuff, right? Yo, I swear to God, if I would get a dollar for every time somebody told me I look like Missy Elliott, yo. See, this is why right now I'm determined to see Missy Elliott face to face and take a picture with her so you guys can see the difference. You understand?
Don't.
One day when Missy Elliott comes out of her hiatus, and we're able to have her on the show, and we're able to meet her one day, you guys will see the difference. Missy is shorter than me, okay? And, you know, I love Missy Elliott. She's a great woman and stuff. But, I mean, I guess it might be our mouth. Maybe it's more in the mouth area or whatever, but Missy is cool and stuff, but I want people to really understand I am my own individual. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I got a dollar for how many times they swore I was Missy Elliott. Yo, I went down to freaking Atlanta, and these people swore I was Missy Elliott. I had shades on, little jumpsuit. They was like, yo, all I did was hit them with the I said, no autographs. Where's my security?
Hey, you know what, Lush, too? I was thinking about the other day, too. You know, the callers, somebody could have warned me Monique wasn't big no more. I put her on my big girl list, and I looked the other day. Monique ain't big no more. I can't even call her my big girl.
Ain't big no more, son.
I see. I was like, ugh.
Yo, she on her get small, just like Star Jones. Like, this one I understand, right? They be all on the activist, big girl type stuff, but yet you lose all the weight because you know you get health problems.
Uh-huh.
Black people can't stay big too long. We got health problems. It comes with diabetes. There comes high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fibroids, all kinds of situations that we have, rheumatoid arthritis, all kinds of things due to the what we consume and eat. As minority, you know what I'm saying? As much as we sit here and we say, oh, I love the way I am, we got to be realistic. Our people are dying at a young age, man, A 22-year-old dude that did a song with my cousin died at like 20-something years old of freaking liver failure. He was a kid. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. You got people dying in their sleep at 40-something years old. We are consuming nonsense. And I really think, once again, with the Illuminati, it's a conspiracy. They are trying to kill us off, man. They are trying to kill us off, and we allowing it to happen. For real.
They put something in the chicken. You know, don't go to KFC, people. Don't go to KFC. There's something in the chicken. Hey, you see, you remember Undercover Brother with Eddie Griffin, right? Yeah,
yep.
The man is putting something in the chicken. Stay away from the chicken and the hot sauce.
He's doing something, man. I mean, shoot, back in the day, you know, we was able to, you know, we would use the same grease. We would use the same toothpaste and all that. No problem.
Yeah.
Everything back in the day we had fresh situations. Everything was a fresh product back in the day. But nowadays, it seems like as us as individuals, we get so consumed with these processed situations, that's why we have high blood pressure. You got more people nowadays having cancer and ADD and all this crazy stuff. Like, when we were younger, we didn't even have half of these problems, man. People are dying at young ages, man. And you notice to get health food, the stuff like Whole Foods store or
it's
like
expensive.
Healthy food or stuff they say is healthy, it's mad expensive. You got a McDonald's on every ghetto block, you heard? You got a McDonald's on the corner and you got a liquor store.
You know what it is too, Lush, you know what I'm saying? Like they every other month they come out with something new, you know what I'm saying, for these restaurants, and it'd be fatty food. Like that KFC. You need 2 pieces of bacon, 2 pieces of cheese, and 2 pieces of chicken. Like, I mean, let's be serious. You know what I mean?
Like
things they come
out
with.
That's OG. you know that? They got instead of using the bread, which we don't really need too much bread. They put 2 slabs of freaking, you know what I'm saying, meat on top of it, and then put cheese and all that stuff. They tell me they're not intentionally trying to kill you.
They killing you cheap too, like $2 a pop. $2 to kill yourself. It's crazy out here, man.
And you know, as Emma says, you know what I'm saying, in the background, she said, supersize it. And I don't know if you guys were able to check out the documentary. They throw it on the History Channel on documentaries. You guys check it out. It's on YouTube. The movie is called Supersize It. A one man wanted to prove a point to say that a lot of Americans are consuming a lot of fast food, McDonald's and stuff like that. And he went on a binge for like a whole month. He was a healthy guy. He went on a binge for a whole month. He is supersizing fries, double cheeseburgers, all kinds of crap. This dude started having high blood pressure. This doctor said, yo, you on the brink of dying if you don't stop doing what you're doing.
It kills me too. They supersize it for so cheap. They tell you can go extra large for 40 cents. You know what I mean? But hold on, Lush. I don't want to be rude. I'm sorry, guys. I'm actually like in the midst of being on the radio at the same time. But I don't want to be rude. So I'll see you guys later. Nice meeting you. See you later, Chief. Everybody enjoy their night.
Then you got 2 apple pies for $1. You know what I'm saying? And then you know Wendy's. You know what I'm saying? Has the junior bacon cheese burger. All these different spots have, even. Oh, they got 2 fish and 2 chickens for $4 at Checkers. You know, they always make it so tempting because they know we on a broke budget and we trying to make $1 out of 15 cents. You know, and we got to feed the family. We don't want the family to starve. So what do they go ahead and play on our sensitivity of the fact that we're hungry right now at the moment, and I'm looking at my pocket right now, and all I have is $1.50, or I have $2. Where can I actually eat at with this amount of money and be full? The only place is either McDonald's or freaking a Burger King or any one of these fast food places. Where else can you eat? You can't eat at a Boston Market for $1. $2. You know what I mean?
You definitely can't, Lush. But what I want to tell people, too, like, you know what I'm saying, go a good couple of weeks without touching any of that McDonald's or any of that garbage. Go a couple of weeks to a month without touching it, and I guarantee you, when you eat that again, because I'm somebody that doesn't eat it, so it's just like when you do eat it, it makes you sick, and it just tears your system up. Like, that right there tells you that it's not good for you. So all listeners that do eat, you know, McDonald's and fast foods and things like that, just give it a couple of weeks off and then eat it, and I guarantee you, you'll call Lush. Like, tell Bugsy he was there. He was guaranteed right. And I'm not eating it no more.
Definitely. And this is another thing that I've also found out. I actually had a friend that was constantly giving their child McDonald's, like, every day. Every single day McDonald's, every day. And the child started having problems with being constipated. It clogs you up. It makes you very constipated and stuff. And you need to definitely, take breaks. I mean, when we were growing up, when they took you to McDonald's, it was like, it was like a surprise, like
five-star.
Like it was like a 5-star. It was like you get that if you like got an A or something, or you did something good. It was like, yo, we going to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? It was a privilege. Now this is something they eat every single day. We was like, yo, what?
Yo, Lush, you know, I know you're not bullshitting, you know, because as a kid, you know, my mother, you know, we got this strip, you know, and where McDonald's was for us, you know what I'm saying, whenever Mom Dukes busted that Huey at that street, you knew she was going to McDonald's, so it's like, okay, we driving past this street. Whenever Mom Dukes was getting in that left lane to bust that Huey, me and my sister looking at each other like, chicken nuggets is on deck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's just like, every day we wasn't getting to McDonald's, but when that U-turn was busted at the light, we like, okay, McDonald's is coming. Nowadays, it's just like, I don't even want McDonald's, dude. Like, it's just,
yeah,
just so horrible.
Man. Yeah, man, it's just terrible. Now it's like, now that, you know, you see all these documentaries, they dipping the fries and they saying it is in plastic or something, finding some plastic, all kinds of stuff. When you think about this stuff and what we're consuming, it's like, wow, we're actually sitting here killing ourselves, you know, even with the toothpaste. You know how many toothpaste they done recall saying they got battery acid in it, they got all kinds of stuff. Even the lotions that we put on our bodies causing us to age more. Giving us can, I'm like, this the same stuff we've been using when we was kids, but all of a sudden they done added some stuff to try to kill us. You know, like,
and
come
it's,
on, man.
It's crazy because, you know, there's like they say, like, you know, as years go on, the technology gets better, so they try to find ways to, you know, cut back and use something else or substitute something else. But it's just like, you know, the way I see it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, you know, they look at it like, well, we got to find a way to make money. Let's water this down or let's put this and this. And it's just like 9 times out of 10, you know, you're not doing nothing but
yo,
losing money at the end of the day.
How many times in the past couple of years we done saying, they done saying the meat got salmonella in it, this meat got recalled, this chicken ain't right, we got to recall all this. How many people that ate the chicken and done died? You know what I'm saying? This medicine ain't good. This medicine ain't good. Don't take this medicine. But how many kids then took it and died? Like, come on, man.
You know what killed me too much? It'd be people that see that on the news and be like, okay, well, you know, this restaurant might have gave this person hepatitis C, and 2 days later they sit in the same restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, you know, how do you know, something ain't right, but then you still going to turn around and jump in the same situation? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care. It's cheap right now. They're going to do it. That's the problem. Some people got to stop being cheap. You know what I'm saying? You got to just spend that money.
I'm not even going to say stop being cheap. We can't help some people's situations. But my thing is that I want to advise American people that are listening, please, your health means more than anything. No radio show, no nothing. You can't even take care of your children if your health isn't right. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe you have an ankle injury, maybe you have fibroids or whatever, and if you don't lose that weight, it's plenty of us as Americans, especially our minorities, I'm talking to you guys. A lot of the children are obese. I saw a child that couldn't be no more than the age of my daughter, and she looked like she was at least 100 pounds.
Ooh.
Like, she was huge for a little kid. That didn't make no sense. And then who you blame? Do you blame the family? Who do you blame?
And
this is a kid right here, you know, and it's sad. She could barely walk, and you're doing this to this child? It don't make sense. You know, and this nowadays, America, the children are not active as we used to do. We used to go out to the park. You know what I'm saying? We used to hang out to the park, play ball, do all that, ride bikes. They don't do that no more. All they do is stay in the house, play video games, watch TV, listen to iPods, and they dumb the children down, and they don't give them room to exercise. Even recess ain't even long like that no more. You know what I mean? These kids are overweight. And it's sad, and people, we got to stop. We got to stop. You can step away from McDonald's for a whole week. You can step away from that. You can find some alternatives. You can cook in your house. And a lot of y'all chicks, y'all got food stamps. Y'all need to stop piling your house up with nothing but stamps. Go ahead and buy some healthy stuff. If you got food stamps, you should be blessed you got some. Go over there and get some healthy stuff for your kids. and stuff so they can live longer. People are dying early right now, son, and it's crazy.
You know, they got to stop doing too much. To people that do make food stamps, stop trying to be so hood and sell them for half price, all right? You know what I'm saying? Listen, keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you selling at half price, you only losing out. Because at the end of the day, you never know if a tragedy is going to happen. So if your refrigerator, your freezer, deep freezer, and your cabinets and everything is stocked up, at the end of the day, what the government's giving it to you for. So you want to be a hustle on top of a hustle, and you're going to be asked at the end of the day. Because whatever you selling them food stamps half off for, that money is not going to add up to what your family's going to need at the end of the day.
Definitely, man. And like I said, people saying we out of the recession, people still hurt out here, even with their taxes. People that had to hold out from paying their bills because they ain't had no job, and they had to pay out all their bills with their refund check, you know, with their taxes. So now they still broke again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody ain't in the same situation, you know. A lot of y'all, you know, y'all spend all y'all money and everything, and then you ask out, and then you wonder, what's up, you know? How I'm going to make the next check? We don't got the next pay no more. And some people need to get out of the mentality, like, if you did lose your job, right, in the whole situation with the recession, my thing is, like, if you don't have that job and you're not living that high life, stop keeping yourself in that mentality, because you're going to end up being broke. If you're spending your whole unemployment check going out, partying, wilding out, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff and popping bottles like you still got it, there's no need to front. If you don't got it, you don't got it, man. Just stop it.
You know what? Speaking on that, Les, it kills me. And I would tell Cass this, and I'm going to tell the listeners tonight. 9 times out of 10, when you go to the club, listen, that's what they want you to do. They want you to spend $12, $15 on a drink that they probably going to water down when the ice chips melt. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get, you know, tipsy, why don't you go cop you a bottle from the L? It's going to be cheap. What you pay for a cup, you can get in a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Get your little sip on before you go to the club, man. Stop spending hundreds of dollars, $200 for, like, 4 drinks at the club, man. Get you a little bottle, get tipsy, go in, have a drink, mingle, and take your ass home, man.
Hey, I ain't gonna say all that for when my birthday comes. Y'all better.
Oh, my fault. What? My fault. I'm fucking up your birthday. Listen, after March 18th, y'all can do this. On March 18th, you pop bottle, show Lush love, man. Because at the end of the day, man, you just gonna have to get one pile to the face. Lush, I'm gonna tell you right now. If Cash don't show love on Lush's birthday, because Bugs will be in New York on it, down hitting him with the karate chop to your neck. So if you see me coming for your neck, that means you ain't show Lush the proper respect for her birthday. I'm letting you know now.
I'm going to have to tell you, hi-ya!
You already know.
I'm going to have to play my boy Genesis song just because of that, because he said, hi-ya! But yo, we got to tell some cats get the fuck out of here, Jeff, for real, man. So, Buzzy, go ahead and get him, man. Get him real hard.
Listen,
get him real hard from deep down. I'm gonna
get him real hard. This is for DJ Expose. I want to tell y'all cats, man, I'm a businessman, so if you want to do business with me, keep a business. Don't be on Facebook talking all that gangster stuff when I'm sitting outside your house. You dig me? And then you're going to lose money at the end of the day. So, DJ Expose, I want to tell you to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to expose you. Mixtape coming soon. Expose of DJ Expose by your boy Bugsy, GME Entertainment. And for all the mother cats that are bumping their heads out here, like, I don't hold them down, get the fuck out of here at the end of the day, man. You already know what it is. And if you're not rocking with Lush Radio Online 7 days a week, get the fuck out of here. And if you're not going to be in New York on the 18th showing love to the motherfucking CEO queen herself, get the fuck out of here 3 times. You dig me?
Yo, for all the cats that dropped the ball on me this past month, that said they was going to do stuff and they didn't come down, and these emotional cats that want to get emotional and mix emotional, they personal views. I don't care if you got a lot of stuff going on in your life. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. Everybody else got a lot of stuff going on in their life. The show must go on, man. I don't want to hear your sob story, okay? If I can do it, you can do it. So I don't want to hear your sob story, because nobody really cares at the end of the day, okay? We can try to have emotion and all that, but real talk, I only help people that can't help themselves. But if you can help yourself, then get up and not get out and do something. Seriously. Oh, for all those that dropped the ball on me this past month, get the fuck out of here. For all those cats that ain't paying attention and how we moving and stepping our game up, get the fuck out of here. For all them cats that I'm sitting here watching you online doing your buffoonery and your flugazi-ass games, like I don't see how you doing some side-winding crazy stuff, y'all get the fuck out of here. For that freaking bus and them stupid cats, this incompetent 22,000 century, whatever y'all cat's name is, I will never take you again in my life. You guys take something and ram it up yourself and get the fuck out of here to the next level. And if you're not at my birthday party on the 18th, I don't care if it's in the jungle. I don't care where it's at. If you don't come to my birthday party, as much love as I be showing cats out there, and you don't come to my birthday party, you're on my hit list. You're definitely on my hit list. I want to know why you couldn't come to my birthday. This is the first birthday joint I'm doing in New York, and you can't come, you're on my hit list. And if you don't come, you need to get the fuck out of here. Seriously. Anything after that, if you don't make up for it, you're done. You're done, son.
Hey, you know what? I noticed, Lush, when you take your trips OT, you and buses have bad experiences. I remember the last trip you took with the bus, man. You and buses don't mix right about now.
Yo, I be trying, you know, I be sitting here trying to economize, man. But I love my Amtrak, though, man. See, I'll take the bus. I'll manage to take the bus to come up. But, like, when I want to chill and come back and relax, I'll lay on my Amtrak. I can relax my feet. I got the cafe card. You know what I mean? I'll be chillaxing. I can put on my internet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy. But, you know, when you're on a quick move and you don't know when you're going to get there or not, or you're going to go, you got to jump on a quick little Chinese joint. But real talk, for all y'all cats that want to get on some cheap buses that have the wireless internet, you also got plugs and sockets, you need to take the Bolt buses, B-O-L-T, Bolt bus, okay? They are the bomb. And also, you can take the Mega bus. Those are the two I recommend. Any of them Chinese buses, I swear to God, y'all get a backhand slap with powder. For real.
Yeah, you said they're the new Feng Hua? They're the new Feng Hua. Let's go. Hey, you know what I was thinking the other day too, Lush? Like y'all are killing me over there. Like, you know, Emma had her joint. You about to have your joint. And you know, I'm thinking like, why Bucks can't get a little birthday thing going on? So I mean, I might have one in the mix. So look out, you know, in May it's gonna feel real nice. So you know, you get the, you know, yeah. I'm thinking about it because you know, y'all making me feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's doing real big things for their birthday. You know, why I want to be stuck in the house on my birthday? I want to have a party too, man.
last year I went out there with First AL and all them, and DJ Envy shouted me out. I was out in Jersey Girls throwing money at chicks and stuff, man, and drinking, and then went to New York and went down to West 4 and got twisted again, man. But this year, and I went to the 40-40 Club. So, but this year I want my friends and everybody to come through. I don't even care if it's 20-30. Just rock out with me, man. The donation is $10 that's going towards my birthday money, you know, birthday donation. You know what I'm saying? So come through. You know what I mean? Come rock out, come drink, pop bottles, and do something. And you know what I'm saying? Little performances and stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Lethal Lips. Follow her on Twitter. Lethal Lips, XXX, Booker, and stop faking, man. I'm her management. I don't play them games, man. Get it together, man. Be about your business. I know you got a budget, baby. Get that promo on. Everybody that ain't paying attention, y'all need to get the fuck out of here. I love you. Lush Radio Online, love you. I'm in Philly right now. We'll be in New York tomorrow. Rock out. Look out for Emma E2K. E2K on the spot. It's going down. It's going down tomorrow. Y'all better look out You better call in.
G-Dale, be square.
You better support my sister on her show. I'm smacking everybody. I don't even care.
Yeah, you know everything in the building with that one.
So we're going to sign off. We love everybody. I'm in Philly.
And get the fuck out of here.
You hit him with the cougar. You caught that. You caught it.
Yo, we out of here, man. This my boy Genius, Genesis right here, Jackie Chan. Hi, yeah, we out of here. Special thanks and salute to my partner, my sister from another mother. I love her to death. She held me down. If it wasn't for her today, I might have been in jail tonight. But I'm happy she held me down.
No, no good at orange, baby. No good at green. No orange, green.
He said, we can't have Lush up in the D.C. We can't have Lush in the D.O.C. on her birthday, man. It's not popping.
Nah, it's not going down.
Definitely, man. We out. Love and happiness, man. We peace.
It go whip out fire, home sitting on something. All white rims, thank you, sitting on onions. Vegetable interior is hurting my tummy. Low profile, deep dish, I'm hungry. Ice cream, paint job, ain't no bluffing. Pipes on the dope, oh yes, I'm fucking. Oh shit, who is that guy? Space shuttle swag, motherfucker, I'm fly. Hell with the strong bitch, I need that brand. Seeing double vision while I'm rapping right now. Stunting on me, bitch, you better think twice. BVS real. Clip stands from a Snow White Chevy. Ball till I die, got green and carrot. Guess you can call me a goddamn fag. I'm fag. Rubber bang. I'm fly. I'm fly. Be the pain. I stunt. Jacket chain. 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 Stacked on deck, baby girl, I'm ballin'. Nelly hate me, cause I'm on a shine tee. Move them chickens so you know I'm crazy. Got more whips than a project baby. Too damn fly, yeah, I'm so alive. Girl, my car breakfast, 7:45. Love that Gucci, but I stay Louis out. Boxes on the belt, think I'm finna move out. Told you already, I'm a stand-up guy. You can name another rapper that fly like that. Jacket chain. Thought it was a hat, what you gotta say now? Still push weight like my car broke down. All out the window, screaming out loud. With a semi on my lap, shooting technical fast. Who the hell is he in the new Bugatti? Shitting on them, get him his body. Like me a chick, that's Debo Lottie. Got more head than she got body. 15 feet, so it ain't no joke. Chain hang low like a bumper that's broke. Genesis is fly, got hoes on stove. I'm a bad girl, so I need that though. That's fast. Rubber bang. I'm fly. Be the pain. I stunt. Jacket chain. I stunt. Jacket chain. I stunt. Jacket chain. I stunt. Jacket chain. I stunt. Jacket chain.